Now more with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. My name is Fred Flight, substituting for Frank Gaffney. My guest today is my former boss and good friend, Ambassador John Bolton. He is a senior policy fellow with the American Enterprise Institute, a former permanent representative to the United Nations, Undersecretary of State for Arms Control and International Security, and one of our nation's leading experts on national security. Ambassador Bolton, welcome.
Glad to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Ambassador, I wanted to talk to you today. I wanted to drill down on the growing crisis with North Korea. And I'd like to start off by asking you to give an overview of the latest developments, particularly this threat by North Korea to attack Guam by surrounding it by missile attacks.
Well, I think this shows for anybody who's really paying attention to North Korea just how erratic and really bizarre this regime is. Obviously, they're concerned about Guam because the U.S. has B-52 bombers and other very sophisticated air and missile systems available there. It constitutes American territory, and North Korea sees it as a threat to them. But precisely because it is American territory, if they were to carry through with this attack, it would be really required by the president to retaliate massively against North Korea. And you hear many pundits saying today, oh, you know, North Korea doesn't want to commit suicide. They're rational people. We can negotiate with them. I beg to differ on that. They are rational in a bizarre world that makes sense to them, but they are not rational in our terms. And that's why it's unacceptable to allow North Korea to have any nuclear capability, not just with a ballistic missile delivery system, but any nuclear capability. So that they can't sell it to terrorist groups, they can't put it on weapons on tramp steamers and sail them into American harbors. This is a very dangerous regime. And the kind of rhetoric we've seen from them, I think, demonstrates how dangerous and erratic they are.
You know, many critics of the Trump administration is saying, look, let's just return to talks. Let's resume negotiations. Now, I remember well your efforts to get the United States out of the Clinton administration's nuclear deal with North Korea, the agreed framework, when you were Undersecretary of State for Arms Control. Could you talk about that experience and how that should influence the Trump administration's thinking today?
Well, I think the North Korean performance under the agreed framework tells you everything you need to know about dealing with North Korea, about reaching agreements with them, and what commitments by North Korea are worth when they say they'll give up their nuclear program. The North Koreans over the past 25 years have solemnly pledged on at least four separate occasions to give up their nuclear weapons program, and they violated every single commitment. What they want to do is negotiate endlessly to get tangible economic benefits in return for their making a pledge to give up their program, which they then don't carry out, but try and accumulate as much of the benefits as they can. It's a tactic very similar to what Iran has used. And in the case of the agreed framework, which President Clinton said would bring peace and security to all of Northeast Asia, when the Bush administration came in, it became clear that North Korea had been violating the agreed framework before the ink was dry on it, which is why we had to get out of it in order to try and put more pressure on them. The fact is, I don't think North Korea is ever voluntarily going to give up its pursuit of nuclear weapons. And it's also the case that even if there were more negotiation, although I think North Korea has no credibility, those negotiations themselves benefit North Korea. Time is a valuable resource. Time is not a neutral factor. People say, well, what can it hurt to talk with them? What do you lose? And the answer is you lose time. Time is an asset for the would-be proliferator. And today, you know, we see estimates that North Korea may have as many as 60 nuclear warheads. But at least as of now, if that estimate is correct, it's doubtful they have 60 ballistic missiles. At the end of 6 months or 9 months or 12 months of negotiation, they may well have it. So time is on the side of the proliferator. I think we're out of time to try and pressure the North Koreans. I think we've only got one diplomatic play left. That's the possibility of persuading China that everybody would be better off if we reunited the two Koreas. That's a hard argument to make, but it doesn't involve negotiating with North Korea. It involves negotiating with China. And if we're not prepared to pursue that, then President Trump's options are very limited and very unpleasant.
You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio. My guest is Ambassador John Bolton. Ambassador Bolton, you recently wrote in the Wall Street Journal on August 2nd that there are U.S. military options for North Korea. Could you discuss what those options are?
Well, there's really a huge range of them, from covert action against the regime or against some of its assets, destroying their nuclear facilities, their ballistic missile test sites, their submarine launching sites, and even beyond that. And, you know, that's a question that I think the president's going to have to grapple with very soon, because there could come a day when he sees a ballistic missile poised on a North Korean launch pad. We won't know what's under the nose cone of the missile. We may assess it could hit the United States. And because of the terrible deficiencies in our ballistic missile defense program left by the Obama administration, we may not be able to stop that missile. The president's going to have to make a decision whether he attacks it in North Korea or hopes, once it lifts off, that it's not going to land here. I don't think we should wait for that. I think the risks are too high. And that's why, not because anybody wants it, not because I think it's a desirable thing in the abstract, but why we've got to be thinking about a preemptive strike against this North Korean capability. It's not just that Kim Jong-un is erratic and not rational in our terms. The entire regime is a threat. And this capability in the nuclear field is a threat really on a global basis. It's not just what North Korea itself could do. It's whether it would sell the nuclear capability to Iran, to terrorist groups, really to anybody with hard currency. That would fit the pattern of their behavior over these last decades.
Ambassador, you know the news media and Democrats in Congress are up in arms over the president's tough warning to North Korea this week after intelligence was released that the North Koreans can make miniaturized warheads that can be used in ballistic missiles. What's your take on this?
Well, you know, that's fairly typical of the left. Don't worry about the North Koreans attack the president. I thought his rhetoric, speaking of fire and fury, if the North Koreans continued, was on target. It's tough rhetoric, to be sure. We're in a difficult position. We're in the middle of a crisis. Americans, I think, need to understand that. And I'd urge everybody to read the Wall Street Journal's excellent editorial this morning, where it talks about Trump's rhetoric and points out why the main audiences for it, the North Korean regime and the Chinese, really need to understand how this president differs from Barack Obama, and how grave this situation is. And that's something I think all Americans have to look at. Are you prepared to live with a North Korea with a deliverable nuclear weapons capability for now as far as the eye can see? I think that leaves future American generations hostage to the erratic policies of this bizarre regime on the Korean Peninsula. I think it's unacceptable. And if you believe that, then you've got to start making some very hard decisions.
Quick question, because we're running out of time. When we look at the trajectory of the North Korean nuclear program, many experts say this is not a defensive program. It is an offensive program. And I'm wondering if you think one of the objectives of this program might be to one day absorb South Korea.
Absolutely. The North has never given up the idea that it can control the whole peninsula. My notion on reunification with China is basically South Korea takes over the North, not the other way around. You eliminate the nuclear threat by eliminating North Korea. But don't discount the possibility that in the future, North Korea could say to the United States, pull all of your troops out of not just North Korea, but South Korea, pull them out of Japan, pull them out of Guam. And if you don't, we will use our nuclear weapons. Now, this is basically a blackmail capability that I wouldn't leave even in the hands of our friends, let alone our adversaries. And that's really just the beginning. This is a threat against the American people. And it's metastasized to the point it's a grave danger.
Well, Ambassador, I'm afraid we ran out of time. Thank you for providing your analysis today. You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Fred Flight substituting for Frank Gaffney. Next up, Claire Lopez. Stay tuned.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.